Borough President. The borough presidents are the chief executives of each borough. They have the power, for their boroughs, to consult with the mayor in the preparation of the annual executive budget, to make recommendations on budget priorities, capital projects, and other matters, to review land use decisions and proposed sites for city facilities, to monitor the delivery of city services and the performance of contracts, and to have legislation introduced in the city council. Borough presidents earn an annual salary of $160,000.
Borough President, Manhattan. Democratic primary. Gail A. Brewer. Robert Jackson. Jessica S. Lappin. Julie Menon.
Gail A. Brewer.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
NYC Council Member, District 6. Chair, Committee on Operations. Member, Finance, General Welfare, Housing, Mental Health, Technology, Transportation, Waterfront, Higher Education. Co-Chair, Manhattan Delegation. Member, Budget Negotiation Team and Rules Reform Committees.
Previous occupations.
Adjunct Professor, CUNY and Barnard College. Director, NYC Nonprofits Project, Telesis Nonprofit Housing Corporation, NYC Deputy Public Advocate, Director, NYC Mayor's Federal Office, NYC Commission on the Status of Women, Chief of Staff, Office of Council Member Ruth Messinger, Office of the New York State Lieutenant Governor.
Education.
MPA, Kennedy School, Harvard University. B.A., Columbia University and Bennington College.
Organizational affiliations.
Eleanor Roosevelt Legacy Committee, Advisory Committees to John Jay and Macaulay Honors Colleges, New York Academy of Medicine Age-Friendly Board, Columbus Avenue and Lincoln Square BIDs.
Prior public experience.
Chair, New York State National Women's Political Caucus. Vice Chair, Community Board 7. Service on numerous nonprofit boards.
What is the most important issue in Manhattan you would address if elected?
The city must grow, but to preserve our neighborhoods and quality of life, development has to strengthen communities, protect and add affordable housing, enable seniors to age in place, build quality public schools and parks, create small business, fund the arts, and protect our security and civil rights.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
1. Do near and long-term planning to storm-proof the shoreline and infrastructure. 2. Keep us secure and ensure that the rights of all New Yorkers are protected and respected. 3. Get the borough president's office into every community. 4. Promote sustainability, including recycling, equal access to nutritious food, new environmentally sensitive open space, and enhanced public transportation.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
A 40-year unmatched record of tireless service, leadership, and results, not promises. Human rights, paid sick time, the open government data law, protective zoning for small businesses, environmental protection, landmarking and historic preservation, tireless advocacy for renters and owners, building schools, affordable housing and parks, leading the push for big apps and .NYC. I am the most qualified, hardest working, innovative, and committed public servant running for Manhattan Borough President.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Robert Jackson.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
City Council Member.
Previous occupations.
Director of Field Services, New York State Public Employees Federation, PEF.
Education.
SUNY New Paltz.
Organizational affiliations.
Co-founder, Campaign for Fiscal Equity. Co-chair, City Council Black, Latino, and Asian Caucus. Chair, City Council Education Committee.
Prior public experience.
President, Community School Board 6, CSB 6.
What is the most important issue in Manhattan you would address if elected?
Education. It is the key to opportunity and can change everything. we must place it in the hands of every child. I will continue my work to give every child the opportunity for the best education possible.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Strengthening our economy and creating opportunities so progress is shared by all. Protecting our seniors and making sure Manhattan stays affordable and that we don't squeeze out the middle and working class so hardworking and older Manhattanites can stay here and young people can start here. Fighting for justice and equality for all and against bigotry and intolerance everywhere. And above all, protecting the safety and security of our people, both from crime on the street and from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am a product of New York City's public schools, a former community school board president who sued the state to fix a broken school funding formula that cheated our children, walked 150 miles to Albany to build support for the cause, and won a court judgment that brought home $16 billion for New York City public school children, and a city council leader who has taken on the tough fights and gotten results. I know Manhattan, its people, its problems, and its promise. I am ready to lead this borough and be an advocate for our children, a fighter for our neighborhoods, and an energetic leader for all Manhattan. Many can talk the talk, but you can count on me to walk the walk, to stand on principle, take on the status quo, and fight for you. That is what I've done. That is what I will do as your Manhattan Borough President.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Jessica S. Lappin.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
New York City Council Member. Chair, Committee on Aging. Co-Chair, Women's Caucus.
Previous occupations.
District Chief of Staff and Senior Advisor, Council Member Gifford Miller, 1998 to 2005.
Education.
Regents Diploma, Stuyvesant High School. BA, Georgetown University.
Organizational affiliations.
Sutton Place Synagogue. Former Planned Parenthood Clinic Escort, Aspen Institute Rodell Fellow.
Prior public experience.
See above.
What is the most important issue in Manhattan you would address if elected?
As borough president, my number one priority would be making Manhattan more affordable for middle class and working families. That means focusing on housing, jobs, and our public schools. On the city council, I've been a pro-tenant leader. I'll continue to fight both to preserve our affordable housing and create more. I helped lead the charge to bring the Cornell NYC Tech Campus to Roosevelt Island to create 38,000 good-paying jobs. As a Stuyvesant graduate and public school parent, I know firsthand how important quality schools are to the middle class. I've successfully fought to open 5 new school buildings to reduce overcrowding, expanded pre-K, and created more gifted and talented slots. As borough president, I'll work hard to make sure that all students have access to good public schools, regardless of where they live.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Protecting seniors. As chair of the Aging Committee, I led the fight to save 100 senior centers and to preserve funding for Meals on Wheels. Defending our right to choose. I helped pass the city's clinic access law and wrote the law, praised by the New York Times and NARAL, to stop anti-abortion extremists from luring women into fake family planning clinics.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I offer a progressive vision, independence, and the strongest record of getting results on issues that Manhattan Democrats care about. From promoting tenants' rights and public education to protecting the environment and a woman's right to choose. I hope to earn your vote on September 10th.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Julie
Menon. Party enrolled
in. Democratic.
Current occupation.
Candidate for Manhattan Borough President.
Previous occupations.
Chairperson, Community Board 1. President and founder, nonprofit, small business owner, regulatory attorney, host of NBC's Give and Take.
Education.
JD, Northwestern University. BA, Columbia University.
Organizational affiliations.
Board member, Municipal Arts Society, Downtown Hospital, 9/11 Memorial, Women's Campaign Fund, and Eleanor Roosevelt Legacy Committee, WTC Performing Arts Center.
Prior public experience.
7-year chairperson, CB1. President and founder of nonprofit, member of Lower Manhattan Development Corporation and Governor's Island.
What is the most important issue in Manhattan you would address if elected?
I will implement a comprehensive master plan, similar to other major cities, that will ensure development addresses the need for more affordable housing on site and that Manhattan stays affordable for teachers, seniors, and working families. In addition, it is imperative that we use an all-of-the-above strategy, including policy and legal options, to preserve the existing stock of affordable housing.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
A comprehensive master plan for Manhattan would ensure that development addresses the need to build the requisite number of schools, parks, transit improvements, and other infrastructure. Schools are overcrowded in Manhattan, and my plan would require that new development address the need to build school seats. The plan would also ensure that large-scale development creates jobs in the community and utilizes women and minority-owned businesses.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I chaired Community Board 1 for 7 years, helped build 3 new public schools, helped lead the revitalization of Lower Manhattan after 9/11, where we successfully fought the insurance companies, led the charge for approval of the Islamic Cultural Center, and won $200 million for my community against Con Ed.
Participating in the campaign finance program.